What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the second and probably last episode of Roasting the Roses. I'm your host, Samantha Claire, and we are going to be covering everything good, bad, crazy, and of course, rose-related to do with this season's Bachelorette. So let's just get right into it, shall we? So, this week we actually got two episodes, which was insane because that came out to 4 hours of content, which, crazy, right? But I'm not complaining at all. I absolutely loved it. So, on Monday, we had the Men Tell All, and on Tuesday, we had Hometown Dates, which, honestly, I did not think that we were this far into the show, because the Hometown Dates means Final Four, and what the heck, it just started. But I guess time flies when you are living in a pandemic. Anyways, so, on Monday, there was a tiny bit of content, but mostly the Men Tell All, and I'm not really going to cover the Men Tell All, but, you know, it's the same how it goes. They talk about drama and, you know, unresolved feelings, and it's kind of just a way for the men who got sent home to have their last final moments on the screen. It's more entertaining than anything, but there was a little bit of content at the beginning, and I'm just going to talk about who went home and who stayed, which will lead us into the Tuesday episode. So I'm pretty sure the way that I ended last week's podcast episode was on the same cliffhanger that the show ended on, which was Bennett had come back after being sent home and he was fighting for a spot back for Tayshia's heart, obviously, but in the show, in the final four, whatever. And so we weren't really sure if he was going to stay or not. She was just kind of like, I need some time, and that's where it ended. So I'm just going to basically talk about the rose ceremony. So he did not get one. There you go. He was sent home. Along with him was his little enemy, Noah, which, not really a surprise. The drama, I think, was just a little too much for her, for both of them. And then, as well as those two, Riley was sent home, which, you know, it was kind of one of those where it was sad and it was a little shocking, but not really, because they hadn't really shown a lot of them together and it didn't seem like they had as strong of a connection as the others. So, those three went home in the rose ceremony, and she had a one-on-one with Blake and sent him home after that. So, essentially, those were the four that went home, which I was kind of surprised after her one-on-one with Blake that she had sent him home, because they had a cute date. They kind of had this, like, spiritual moment with, like, crystals and, like, energy reading, and, like, this woman was obviously there to kind of lead it all, and I thought it was going to go a different way, but Tayshia just wasn't feeling the vibe. She didn't get the validation she needed, and so that was that. He was gone. So with those four being gone, that leads us into our final four, which again is insane. But we now have Ivan, Zach, Ben, and Brendan. And honestly, I just have to say, this might be one of the best final fours I've ever seen in terms of, like, who is a part of it. Because I know in previous seasons, people have made it to the final four and all of the viewers at home are just kind of like, what the heck? Like, how in the world did you get this far? You are so crazy, or you are such a drama pot stirrer, whatever you want to say. But, you know, oftentimes we see that, but the Bachelor or Bachelorette doesn't see that because they only see them when they are together. And they don't see the content that we see. So it's kind of hard to watch that sometimes when you know it's probably not going to end well. And I'm only saying that because the people who I'm specifically thinking of, it has not ended well for. However, these men seem like just awesome, genuine guys who really seem to care for Tayshia. And it seems like they're here for the right reasons. So I'm really glad to be watching a group of men that are just as amazing as these guys are. There's just no drama. It's really, truly seems like it's about Tayshia finding her love. And so we go into Tuesday's episode, and it's Hometown Dates, or, you know, quote-unquote hometown, because they actually do not travel to the contestants' hometowns this year, which I know it's really sad to see, because that's really, really fun to kind of see their roots, their backgrounds, and, like, go into the homes of their families to kind of have that experience. But obviously, you know, with COVID and everything, it was just safer not to do that. So the men were presented with the opportunity to plan their own dates on the resort that would mimic what their hometown date would be like. And so, you know, I wasn't really sure how this was going to go because I feel like this is really challenging. If I were a contestant and they were like, yeah, you have to plan a Dallas date here on the Palm Springs Resort, I would be like, yikes, like, I don't know, that's tough. So I wasn't sure what to expect, but I do have to say all of these dates were awesome. Like, you're gonna be annoyed at how repetitive I am because they're all just great, awesomely planned things. And so kudos to the guys for that one. So we start out with Ivan, and he planned this really cute little carnival setup, and then they brought out his niece. And so they just kind of hung out at the carnival, the three of them. And, you know, they just played games and stuff. And it was really nice to see them have kind of what almost seemed like a family kind of moment. And it was pretty good. There was not much to say about that one. They went into the family portion, like the actual family portion of the date. And so it was Brendan's brother, Brendan's brother's wife, and obviously their kid was there because the niece was the one that they were hanging out with earlier. And so this was, honestly, it was really, really good. Everyone seemed to really visibly see that Brendan and Tayshia are such a great couple and a great fit. And, you know, the conversations were, like, pretty easygoing. Like, I don't know. It was just, it seemed as if there was no issues. And it was just easy, simple, simple as that. So moving on to the next date, we have Ben, our New York boy. So I was really excited to see this date because, you know, New York is a fun city. Like, it was cool. He could do a lot of things with it. And I think he really, really exceeded my expectations. He brought out a lot of different props and sets, like huge, huge sets and backdrops that you would see on like a ginormous stage for like a musical or something. And it was like New York skylines and Central Park. And then there was like different stands, like a bagel stand and pizza stand. And I don't know, he just like really went all out with the New York look. And I really think that they had a good time. They just kind of ate food and walked around, you know, New York. And it was just nice. And then they went swimming in the fountain. Not really sure what that had to do with New York, but it was a nice moment for them, I guess. I honestly was a little confused, but there was that. And so they went into the family portion again after a great day. And I wasn't too sure how this was going to go. His mom, okay, so the people that were there were his mom, his dad, and his brother. And his mom did not look too happy to be there. And I was a little concerned, like, oh no, we're going to have another Barb situation, which if you watch Peter's season, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know, maybe she was just nervous because after spending time with Tayshia and, you know, their son, obviously, everyone just seemed to really, really love them together. And it was kind of the same situation as the first date where, you know, they kind of knew this was the right fit. Like, we like her, we like them. And so, you know, all was good. Same kind of situation. And we move on. So, the next boy was our Dallas boy. So we had Ivan, and I was super, super stoked to see what he was going to do for a Dallas hometown date. And he didn't do anything Dallas related, and I was kind of sad because, you know, born and raised, but I guess his date was pretty cute. They cooked a lot of food that was, I guess, meaningful to his culture, and they just kind of had a nice indoor cooking date, which was really nice to see because, truthfully, there was way too much sweating in this episode, and I looked it up, and it was about 120 degrees there while they were filming this specific episode. But still, it's a TV show at the end of the day. It is, in fact, a TV show. There are ways to prevent this. There are fans. There are blotting sheets. I was a little uncomfortable and distracted seeing literal drops and pools of sweat coming from these men. But anyways, Ivan and Tayshia had a cooking date. It was good. And then they went into the nice night portion with his family. So his mom and his dad were there, and his mom seemed so sweet, so excited. It was honestly just like you could tell her energy was great and that it was all going to be good. But the dad did not seem too excited. So I was a little, again, concerned. But the dad and Tayshia kind of had a one-on-one and they talked it out. Tayshia revealed that she had been married before, and the dad had revealed that he was also married before, and I think after opening up about that, they kind of made a stronger connection, because they kind of got to talk about, you know, well, I've learned things from this, I know what I want now, and I think it was a really good moment, because after that, you know, everything was good between the parents. However, Ivan was a little bit upset that his brother wasn't able to make it out, but, you know, he had talked before that he had fallen off with a lot of issues to do with, like, drugs, and he was in jail, and all this kind of stuff, so he wasn't expecting him to come. However, at the last second, he surprised him, and he came in, and it was just honestly a really, really sweet moment. He was crying, I was crying, weren't we all crying, and it was kind of good, and he got to talk to Tayshia, and I don't know, it was just, like, it was so amazing to see that Ivan's family meant a lot to him, and that moment together, I think, made him really emotional, being with Tayshia and his family all at once. So that was really nice and sweet and awesome. And again, these dates, like, I might sound repetitive, but they were just all so good. And so we move on into our final date with our shy boy, Ben. And so he set up his date to be surrounded from Venice, and so he's not actually from there, but he said he spends his most time there at the beach, and so he kind of wanted to set up a beach-like scenario for her, because that's life with him. And I thought that was really cool, because honestly, that is the whole point of these hometowns, is to express a little glimpse into what life with you would be like. And so they had a really cute, like, boardwalk kind of setup kind of thing, and they went swimming, and there were, like, these street shops and these restaurants, and it was just cute and simple. Again, there's not much you can do with this, but I think that he did a really good job of making it seem like they were really, really at this place at the beach, and they just kind of had a fun time together. I think they had a fun time together. And so, yeah, that was good. They went in. This was the final family portion, and it was just his sister and his close friend. His parents couldn't make it out, which was a bummer, but, you know, he always talks about his sister being his closest person, so we were all good and okay with it. And so, that was that. It was all what it was, and he kind of talked to his sisters, and she really opened his eyes. She was like, "You love her." And he was like, "Oh, you know, I don't know." And she was like, "No, that wasn't a question. You love her." And after that, Ben's like, "Oh, crap, like, I do love her." And it was just so awesome to kind of see him have this breakthrough, because he's been very emotionally reserved almost. So he was like, "Oh, yes, Ben, like, finally." And so they're talking after. It's just Ben and Tayshia. Oh, the family portion went well, obviously. And he's like, "I'm gonna tell her I love her." And you can see he's about to do it, and then he doesn't do it. He says he's too nervous, he's too shy, and he just doesn't get around to it. And my heart broke, because I knew that was gonna cost him, and he knew that was gonna cost him. And it did. They went into the rose ceremony, and he did not get the rose, and he was sent home. And it was so heartbreaking, because he really realized he loved her, and because he was too shy to tell her, he got sent home. I'm literally tearing up talking about this, because I am so sad, but, you know, Tayshia was just looking for someone who is going to be able to express emotions to her and just kind of give her more than what Ben was giving her, so she was pretty confident with her decision, and that was pretty much the end of it all. So we are left with our final three to go into next week. And honestly, I think that the finale is next week. I'm not 100%, but I'm almost positive that they said that the last two episodes were going to be crammed into 1 week next week. Which, wow, that was really, really fast. I can't believe it's going to be over. However, we are going to be watching some final three content with Ivan, Zach, and of course Brendan. And so I'm really excited to kind of see who she picks, where this goes. For, I wouldn't say the first time, but for the first time in a while, I don't actually know any spoilers, so I truly have no clue. And I don't have one specific favorite that I'm like really, really rooting for or hoping for. Because sometimes you have a favorite that you want, or sometimes you have a favorite just because you can see. Like, we all knew who was going to win last year. Like, it was obvious. But then I guess we didn't because that was just so true. But anyway, I have no clue how this is going to end out. So truthfully, we are left just with the final three and nothing more. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to play out in the finale. I would say tune in next week, but I don't think you should because there won't be any. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, or don't. Really doesn't matter. Thank you once again. I am Samantha Claire, and this has been Roasting the Roses.